The Me Too movement has put a spotlight on sexual harassment in the high-profile industries of acting, media and politics, but it happens in other workplaces too. In fact, 61% of women and 35% of men who've responded to a trade union movement survey say they've experienced harassment at work. Eliza Borrello reports.
It's been a year since a Perth woman we'll call Sophie was sexually harassed at work. Over the course of 2 years, the young vet was repeatedly harassed by her boss, a vet roughly 30 years her senior.
Comments on, you know, breast size, who I was sleeping with, those sorts of things. Great standout. He used to pretend to try to get into the change room with me, try to open the door and things like that.
She describes freezing when she'd find herself in a room with him unexpectedly.
That sinking feeling in your chest where, you know it's going to happen to you again, but you can't do anything about it. Well, I thought I couldn't do anything about it.
Sophie did eventually make a complaint after her boss terminated her employment without giving a reason.
It was at that point that all of it, you know, my world came crashing down. That was the job that I dedicated my life to, and I had a lot of encouragement from a lot of people around me, which is probably the only reason I went through with it.
The Australian Council of Trade Unions is running an online survey about sexual harassment. So far, more than 7,500 people have responded. More than 60% of the women who completed it say they've been sexually harassed at work, and 35% of the men. Of the women, fewer than one in two reported the incident, something that doesn't surprise Jessica Smith, one of the principal lawyers at Perth's Employment Law Centre.
I think the initial concern of many women who experience sexual harassment is getting out of the situation rather than reporting it.
Her best advice, which she cautions is of a general nature, is to act quickly if you do want to make a complaint.
Nationally, the Australian Human Rights Commission, and you've only got about 6 months to make a complaint from the date that the harassment occurred. There may be other state and territory tribunals that you can make a complaint to, and they might have different time limits, but either way, it's important to look into your options early so that you don't miss out on the opportunity to make a complaint if that's what you wish to do.
As for Sophie, she made a workers' compensation claim against her former boss for emotional distress causing severe depression. She also formally complained about her pay and working conditions and the sexual harassment. She's now been awarded more than $100,000.
It's Eliza Borrello reporting.